I've just had an extensive visit with Madam Secretary and members of my national security team, Rich Williamson, who is the presidential envoy, special envoy to Sudan. We talked about our common commitment and the commitment of this government to help the suffering of citizens in Sudan who, suffer deprivation, rape. My administration called this a genocide. Once you label a genocide, you obviously have to do something about it. Our discussion centered upon our mutual desire to develop a strategy that will help the United Nations become more effective. The United Nations considers the Darfur issue a central issue and it's on its agenda. We agree. The United States can help it. What has been a process, frankly, that's unfolded a little too slow for our liking. And we can help. And secondly, we want to make sure that the peace agreement negotiated through this administration by Ambassador Danforth between the North and the South holds. So Rich is going to report back to me quickly with a plan to accelerate our efforts. Americans probably wonder why do you care? And one reason we care about the suffering in Sudan is because we care about the human condition all across the face of the earth. And we fully understand that when people suffer, it is in our interest to help. And we also understand that when people suffer, it makes it more likely that some may turn to the ideology of those who use murder as a weapon. So it's in our national security interests, and it's in our in the interests of our conscience to confront this, what we have called a genocide. And I want to thank you for taking this on.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Big deal. You've got my full support.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.